you know, it's going to be important.
Well, that's what I had said before is pretty much what I have right now is an outsider's perspective. That's just something that I had heard from them. I need to wait to get into the trenches, look, you know, talk to you, talk to whoever was, you know, knows about that, so I can see exactly, because, you know, they said they're having a little bit of a problem with that, so I guess that kind of goes along with helping the clubs run more efficiently, but that's just something that they have brought up to me already, so.
Like Chuck said, there's a lot of hard decisions you're going to have to make, which we both are aware of in our respective positions. Each club thinks their cause, their event is the one that should get the funding. You are going to be faced with having to make decisions that are going to mean maybe making cuts that may or may not affect a club. Are you prepared to do that, even if it's a club you have ties with?
Yes. As a leader, I believe that it's not, it's just really not right to be biased by previous ties. I know it happens, but you have to be fair. I mean, it's not like you're getting in, or it's not like I'm going to go in there and it's going to be like, okay, well, all of these people were nice to me, so, well, I'm going to, you know, look at them a little bit more and see what I can do for them. You can't do that. You can't play favorites. It's just not fair to anyone. So, tough decisions aside, it's just as a leader, I know I'm going to have to make them, and hopefully I won't have to make too many.
Do you think that SC4 faculty should be allowed to actively campaign or be part of the campaign process for student government candidates?
No. I believe faculty staff, aside from the ones that are associated with the election by, for example, Angel, for being part of the election, it's a election of the students. I think that the faculty shouldn't be involved.
Doug, in your position as the president of the student government, it's a leadership position. You're sort of an ambassador, if you will, to these students of SC4, so if you have a chance ever to talk to prospective students, be they high schoolers or non-traditional students, and you had a chance to give them a message about SC4, what would you want them to know?
I've seen a lot of students, a lot of different students. I mean, this is my second year, my fourth semester here at SC4. I've met a lot of great people. I know that everyone, it's essentially beat into our heads as high school students that, well, nowadays you need to go, like, there's another step. It's essentially 13th and 14th grade. You're going to another level of education. Some people are resistant. Some people are looking forward to it. But the whole thing is for many people, there's many people that I've met that have not chose to continue their education, and there's many people I know that have gone on here to SC4, and I think that the ones who decided not to continue with their education will regret it. I've met a lot of people in my classes that, 40, 50 years old coming back, just like I said earlier, trying to get a second start, trying to learn new things and get the most out of life, and they've all told me they wish they would have done it when they were young, so I would have told them, or I would, if I were to talk to high schoolers thinking about going to SC4, I would tell them that it's a wonderful school, wonderful people here, wonderful classes, and that education is key, because if you don't take that step now, you're going to be behind everyone else that does, and you're going to soon regret it.
Do you feel community college graduates can play on an even playing field as graduates from larger universities?
Yeah.
Basically what I'm saying is our education comparable? Can a community college graduate compete with the big boys?
Yes. Yes. I'm a very optimistic person. I believe in the human spirit. I believe that whatever somebody sets their mind to, they can achieve. You know, you can see